From Revenue Rhino, I'm Brad Hammond, and this is the Lifelong Customer Podcast. We're interviewing successful sales and marketing leaders and discussing ways in which they're building lifelong relationships with their customers. Welcome to the Lifelong Customer Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Hammond, and today I have Rebecca Grimes from Ruby.com. Rebecca, it's really nice to have you on.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
I'm really excited. So tell me a bit about yourself and about your company.
Sure. So Rebecca Grimes, I'm the Chief Revenue Officer at Ruby, and I have been with Ruby for just about 18 months. I joined in January of 2020, right before the pandemic began. My team is responsible for everything as part of the entire customer journey. So lead acquisition all the way through the sales and the onboarding process, and then ongoing customer retention and support. So you know, we really think holistically, you know, about every interaction as an opportunity to create a lifelong customer. So excited to talk to you more about how we do that. And just a quick, you know, overview of Ruby. We are a live virtual receptionist and chat specialist company. So we work with over 13,000 small business owners to really make meaningful connections with their most important asset, their customers. So, you know, think of somebody answering your phone and we're an extension of that team. So you were chameleons. You don't know that you're not talking to a member of that small business. And so with kind of deep intent, we act as if they're our customer or a prospective customer and make sure that those interactions are meaningful and in support of the growth of our small business customers.
That's amazing. So give me an example of what that would look like if I call my local X company, you know, what does a typical customer look like for you guys?
Yeah. So imagine you are looking to get a quote on getting new roofing done. So you would call a local roofing company and you might interact with an ad that they posted on social media. So you contact that phone number and maybe that small business owner is on the roof working on a project. Or it could be after hours. And so the way that our customers work with us is we can do overflow. So if it rings to them and then they don't answer, we want to make sure that that message doesn't go to voicemail, that they actually talk to a human. We know I'm the least likely person to leave a voicemail message ever. So, you know, the idea is we want to make sure that every opportunity to interact with one of your customers is captured. And so that call would be picked up from us and we would say, thank you for calling ABC Roofing. How may I help you today? And they might say, I'm interested in getting a new roof done. Can you tell me a little bit more about your services and do you service my area? Sure. Happy to help you with that today. So we actually have a list of handling instructions that if we were a member of your team, that would be the information that would be provided to us. And we can go as far as to even schedule an initial consultation and meeting to get that quote done on behalf of that small business customer. So we, again, chameleons behind the scenes, act as an extension for our team of small business customers. And that same chameleon-like applies to website chat visitors as well. So making sure that you're spending dollars to get people to your website and then you're converting them into prospective customers. And so we live interact and chat on your behalf as well.
Nice. That's awesome. Yep. So very cool. So obviously being Chief Revenue Officer, sitting across the entire customer journey, we talk a lot about sales and marketing on this podcast, and that, you know, that's obviously a component of your customer journey. What does that look like for you guys from early on finding a new customer, moving them through that process and that journey?
You know, I've run sales teams before, I've run marketing teams before and success organizations. This is the first time I've had the opportunity to lead them together. And what that actually results in, and I'm a big fan of the kind of collaboration that we find happens when you align on a single set of KPIs across a team. And so it isn't, these are marketing goals and objectives, and these are our retention goals and objectives, and these are sales, where oftentimes it can result in finger pointing across teams. What it allows us to do is really align on who is our ideal customer, what are the services that we are best suited to deliver for them, and let's go find as many of them as possible. And honestly, Ruby is such a special company in that we, you know, are so deeply in service to the small business community, connected in that way, that everybody that we bring on as part of this team understands the role that we play in that small business customer's journey. And so this connection that we feel helps us really rally and align. And especially over the last 18 months where small businesses were so devastatingly impacted by the pandemic with shelter in place orders and staffing challenges and having to make very difficult decisions about how to stay open and how to successfully stay open. And then what does post-pandemic look like? That from a business perspective, in our business in particular, I can speak to everything that I thought that we were going to do when I joined in January of last year was thrown out the window. And we constantly are adapting and adjusting as constant business needs change for our small business customers. And that's everything of, you know, navigating things that are happening when masks were lifted and states are starting to reopen. And what does that mean? Are you going back to a physical office? Are you still remaining in a virtual setting? How does that change the time of day that your customers want to reach you? On June 1st, something really crazy happened. A bunch of folks went back to a physical office. Guess what happened for us? All of our call patterns that we had just kind of restabilized changed because people were now in a car and commuting to an office again. And so everything kind of conditionally in the way that we have to be thinking about what are the needs of our small business customers. We accelerated a launch of 24/7 last year. We had been beta piloting it with our existing customers, and we just knew in the middle of the early days of the pandemic that we had to get that out in response to what our small business customers were facing and what prospective customers were going to need of us. And so again, you know, there's this pattern recognition that all businesses love to have. And I think what it has taught us as sales and marketing leaders over the last year is that we need to continue to evolve and be responsive to the changes that are happening around us. And some of these are very permanent changes that we need to consider as well.
Totally. How have you guys been able to be nimble and, you know, respond to all these changes? What are some things that maybe you've done internally in order to really stay at the forefront of the needs of the customer?
The idea that we would have this like kind of 12-month plan of what we are going to do over the next 12 months, it's not realistic anymore. And the responsiveness and the agility of our teams, we actually started taking playbook from engineering and product organizations, and we implemented Scrum and sprints in our teams so that we could be more agile and understand these are the priorities. We use litmus tests of, does it strengthen our connection to the small business community if we do this? Does it support Ruby's growth and development of our people and our employees? Like, there's a calibration that we're constantly doing to make sure that we're focused on the right things, which means we've got to say no to more things, which is very challenging, but also that fine balance of brand versus direct response versus customer marketing activities. And with limited resources, how do you navigate that? It's a very fluid conversation. And I think that we have adapted in a way that we've just gotten comfortable in the uncomfortable of change. And you might work on a project and then it just gets paused because it's no longer the most current, urgent priority that we need to tackle right now. And it isn't that that work is wasted. It's that that work is just paused and picked up at a time where it is going to get the appropriate attention that it deserves.
Totally. That's awesome. So obviously you don't have that 18-month plan. You don't have a crystal ball and can see into the future. But if we look just a little bit ahead, what are you excited about as we head into summer and as we look towards the rest of the year? What are some things that you guys kind of have in the works that gets you excited?
I'm really excited about our evolving ideal customer profile. So over the last year, a lot of what Ruby had historically attached itself to from a growth and scales perspective has changed. And the demands on the type of services that we offer have also changed. And we've started engaging with, you know, more medium-sized customers that need different type of services from us, or they have a more sophisticated expectation of how we need to service them. And so we have a very deeply committed team of people that are support and service function from a retention and support perspective. And those resources are actually incredibly committed to troubleshooting and problem solving and the skills that they've had to continue to acquire and how we've pushed really our product and service from a market leading perspective is really, I mentioned 24/7 scheduling also became a need for our small business customers to take that on for them. So not just, you know, engage with my customers and help make sure that, you know, you're filtering out things that we can't service or we can't support, and you're answering questions, you're sending them to a website, but also taking that next level and scheduling them directly with us. Those were all new skills that we had to adapt to and evolve, and what are the boxes, and then how do we push that box even further? And I'm just really excited about how the responsiveness and the really active listening to our customers is helping kind of shape what Ruby will look like going forward. And that includes everything from expansion of the channels that we support and the potential that could come from social being such a critical component of small business customers' journey. And where do we fit into that? And how do we support them on that end as well? And, you know, it's really about this experience that we are making sure that their customers have. And that consistency of experience is really critical when there are so many different options to choose from. When you are talking about loyalty and how you build lifelong loyalty, we really, as an extension of those small business customers, see loyalty as our role to help foster that ongoing, not only initial interaction, but ongoing interaction that you have with your customers, and making sure that everybody is treated exceptionally throughout that process.
Totally. That's amazing. So let's pivot a little bit to your personal experience as being a chief revenue officer and overseeing this entire customer journey. What are ways in which you've found to do this really well and really to build those lifelong customer relationships within your company?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned earlier, I think it starts with aligning around what are the KPIs, what are the real business drivers that we can all rally around and measure ourselves against as a team. There is no concept of one team won and the other team didn't get it done. It is we succeed and fail together as a team. And I think that mentality applies to not only sales and marketing, but as you look at the product and engineering organization, I think it really is something that holistically, when you understand what are the key drivers of the business and you articulate and communicate them, everybody in marketing knows how many deals we've closed today. And everybody in sales knows how many leads have come through the door today. And on the retention side, we know how many cases have been opened with our customers and how many new customers are getting activated. And so there is this transparency that we had to create so that there was this alignment where there were no, well, I don't understand what that part of the business does. You have to understand because the buyer on the other end, and I've worked in the enterprise space and now in the small business space as well, the buyer doesn't care about the silos that you've created inside your organization that you move them through as they accelerate through different phases of a buying cycle and then into a, you know, an onboarding and ongoing retention cycle. They don't understand or care, quite honestly, about the way that you've organized yourself internally. And so just, you know, with this deep understanding that every interaction is an opportunity to influence retention or a referral or support the growth of that business is something that, you know, is instilled in every member of their revenue team. And again, I think it really starts by breaking down those silos and making sure everybody understands the role that they play in that full customer journey and how every little moment interaction actually builds up to the big picture.
That's amazing. Yeah, so many organizations have those silos and competing priorities and all this. And it's amazing when you're able to break those down, get everybody aligned and what you can accomplish.
That's when magic happens.
Yeah. So for those maybe stuck in some of those silos, what are some tangible things that they could do to create this alignment and get every team kind of focused on the same thing and with the same goals?
I think it starts with a curiosity to just understand what's on the other side of that silo. And I think through that, you gain an empathy and an understanding of, well, oh, I thought that these leads I was sending over were actually really qualified leads. It turns out, oh, you know, these are the things that that team is having to do to the leads that I'm sending over to them. And or is sales really working the leads? Well, actually, this is how frequently they are touching and interacting with these leads. And this is the leads that they close in month. And these are the leads that they continue to follow up that are closed from last month and how kind of everything that you're doing is a snowball that contribute to next month's success. And then when you get into in our support team who are managing tickets, I need help with this. How does that build up and connect to ongoing revenue and retention? It's not just about that customer, but a lot of, in particular, our business is based on word of mouth marketing. And so again, every interaction is an opportunity to make sure that you are cultivating a relationship that results potentially in new business for Ruby, which we know results in a stronger SMB community. So it's really breaking down those silos is about with the curiosity, asking questions, and also kind of seeking to understand when the answer doesn't make sense, as opposed to making a assumptions about something that, you know, you potentially are off on.
Totally. I love it. So any last words of wisdom or advice you'd have to those listening? Any last thoughts?
You know, I am a product marketer at my core. And one of the first things I learned when I was becoming Pragmatic Marketing certified too many years ago was there's this concept of inside out versus outside in thinking. And when it's very easy to make assumptions and to sit inside, you know, your virtual four walls of a business and understand or think that you understand what the business needs to do or what the next product innovation needs to look like or how you're make assumptions around how your customers want to interact with you. And I think that if anything, over the last 12 months, it has taught us that outside in thinking and actually listening more than talking, being agile and responsive and being okay with the plan to go sideways and make a detour and a pivot in a different direction, getting okay with living in that world will kind of, it's very freeing and will release you to slow down, spend the time doing the high payoff activities that are actually going to meaningfully benefit business. And also delivering products and services that actually have a market need and demand and using both quantitative and qualitative data to inform those decisions. And I can't impress upon you enough to really, you know, not only talk to your customers, but talk to other people that service your customers as well and find the challenges that they're having and how they're solving them. So, you know, I think about outside in as not just talking to customers, but talking to everybody in the ecosystem that really services the customer that you're servicing to make sure that you're doing your part to not only support your business and its growth, but in our case, make sure that our customers are being supported in their needs and their growth as well.
Totally. I love it. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining the podcast and sharing all your wisdom, insights, and advice here. I appreciate it.
This was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
Totally.